Now, the rest of the story. Al was a young man with big ideas. He was a born promoter. And it was one promotional idea in particular that kept him awake nights. Al figured it this way. Merchants were always having sales. Merchants were always reducing prices for a day or for a week to bring customers into their stores. The main challenge to the success of these ventures was communication, getting the word out that the sale was on. Why not form a company, Al thought, that would advertise such sales on a grand scale and for less than an individual merchant could afford to do it on his own? A promotional firm specializing in the promotion of sales. That was Al's brainstorm. Now, he could not launch such an enterprise alone. He would need some partners. He would need some capital. Al's 21-year-old wife, Carrie, had some money of her own, money she had saved from her job as a blouse buyer and top saleswoman for A. Harrison Company. Carrie's older brother, Herb, had some cash stashed. He was a buyer of boys' clothing for Sanger Brothers, the number one store in the area. So, Al talked to his wife and to his brother-in-law about his prospective venture, this sales promotion business, and they agreed to throw in with him. Pull up stakes and head for Atlanta, Georgia. Try to strike it rich. They did just that. They established an office and put together promotional packages replete with flamboyant signs and street-spanning banners and brass bands to lure crowds, and they sold these packages to country merchants eager to drum up business, and everybody made money. In fact, this success saga might easily have ended right here and happily, but for a buyout bid for the company which Al and Carrie and Herb had founded became so successful that it attracted the attention of some interested parties, a couple of prospective buyers bearing impressive offers. And I mean, you can't imagine how impressive $25,000 cash was in those days. $25,000 at the turn of the century? Wow. And then there was a second offer, a trade of sorts. The sales promotion business to be traded in exchange for a statewide franchise? Well, there was very little debate among the partners. The franchise was a fledgling operation with absolutely no guarantees. And $25,000 was $25,000, so they took the money and ran. They ran to Dallas, Texas, and there the three opened a store of their own, right smack in the middle of the city's retail district. And that is the story of Al and Carrie and Herb, and how these three brilliant business people turned down a franchise for the state of Missouri. A franchise for a relatively new product then called Coca-Cola, which would now be worth $164 million. But that's all right. They did all right. Because the store Al and Carrie and Herb opened in Dallas, they named for themselves. Al and Carrie Neiman and Carrie's brother Herb Marcus. They begat Neiman Marcus. And now you know the rest of the story.